We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we just announced the big lineup for Bite of Las Vegas, and our headliner is on the phone, Rob Thomas.
Yes.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. We're great. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. It's nice to see you guys or talk to you guys again.
I know. I feel like we go way back. We've got history with Rob. And now here you're making new history by headlining Bite of Las Vegas. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we've done that before. It's always a great event.
So the new album, I got to ask, Chiptooth Smile. It's an awesome album. So many questions. But do you have a chiptooth story?
I do. And you know what's funny is I've been surprised as soon as I put this record out at how many people have chipped teeth.
I had one. I got it fixed. What happened to you?
This is how old I was. I was like 17 years old and I was slam dancing at a club.
And
it knocked out, somebody just knocked out a little piece of my tooth. But then when I met my wife, I had it and she wouldn't let me get it fixed just because she liked it. She said it's part of my personality.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, Mercedes, and what is your chiptooth story, Mercedes?
I was drinking a bottle of Gatorade. Remember when they came in glass bottles? I was drinking one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And this jerk I was with, this guy, like, hit the back of my head, thought it would be funny, and it chipped my front tooth when I did that.
Oh, my God. That's abuse.
Yeah.
That's not love.
I know. That is not. That is. It was a quote-unquote friend, but whatever. I like to say that I'm responsible for Gatorade being in all plastic bottles now because of that chiptooth.
Yeah, those glass bottles were nothing but trouble back in the day.
No, the new album is so great. And I was listening to it the other day, and it brought me back. Like, you were in Las Vegas performing. You had a concert like 3 weeks ago, and someone was telling me that when you were there, you were performing some of the songs from the new album, but then you were talking about how it was the 20th anniversary of Smooth with Santana. Is that true?
Yeah, it really is. It's funny because I just saw Carlos in Phoenix, and we went to a show and hung out and played with him. It's kind of amazing. Like, we're laughing like it's almost 20 years since Matchbox 22nd record. It's like 10 years since my second solo record, and now 20 years since Smooth. I mean, just time just keeps moving on.
Wow, I can't believe it. I feel like that record sounds like it's only like 3 or 4 years old. It doesn't seem like 20 years old.
Well, I definitely feel 20 years older.
Well, you know what? We first met Matchbox 20 like back in 1997. I remember it like it was yesterday. We did an event with you at the Hard Rock Hotel where we actually raced Matchbox cars with listeners. So we've known you for a long time, so I feel comfortable telling you this. But your album cover, it reminds me of Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA album because you just see your backside. And bro, your backside, dude, you're looking good, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. That is not a photoshopped ass. I just want to point that out.
Are you doing a lot of squats?
You know, it's funny, though. So the record has like has a lot of 80s kind of movements through it and a lot of 80s production that me and Butch Walker, who produced it, did. And so the record cover was kind of like this big throwback for us for like Bruce Springsteen kind of meets George Michael. You know, just like a little bit of both those sides of the 80s, kind of this rock and this pop side.
You have a song that whenever I hear it, I cry. Like, I can't help it. It just makes me start crying. No, in a good way. It's just, I feel my emotions get stirred up. Is there a song that will make you cry when you hear it?
You know what there is? And it might seem really, really odd. There's an artist named Michelle Shocked. She has a song called Anchorage. And there's something about it that's just so sad and sweet and about getting older. And for some reason, my wife and I, it always tears us up. And if you ever hear it, it doesn't sound like the kind of song that would. I think it just, you know, it just hits us in a certain spot.
That's interesting. I know who Michelle Shocked is, but I'm not familiar with that song. We're going to have to find that one and take a listen.
Yeah, well, think of the Michelle Shocked song, you know, and this is the other one.
For me, the song.
My wife just walked in into the front lounge of the bus, and she looks at me and she goes, and I said that, and she goes, Anchorage.
That's your song. For me, whenever I hear Little Wonders, I just lose it. I don't know what it is about that song that makes me, and it's that same thing. It takes me back to my childhood, you know?
Yeah, it makes my wife cry too, because we wrote that about our dog Tyler that had passed away.
Mm.
And so whenever she hears it, it makes her sad too. That's my job. That's my job, is to just bum people out. Come to the show. You're going to have a great time.
The one song that I love on the album is Timeless, because all the 80s references that you have in that song, it's fantastic. But just as a few weeks ago, Mercedes and I were talking about the one song that instantly brings you back to the 80s. And I'm going to play you a Mercedes song, and then I'm going to play you my song, okay?
Okay.
So tell me, here, this was Mercedes' song. As soon as you hear it, she said it instantly brings you back to the 80s.
Yeah, that checks out.
That is 80s worthy, don't you think?
Yeah, no, that's head to toe legit.
All right, and then my song was this one right here.
Yeah, you know, you're not wrong. That didn't pop in my head at first, but then as soon as I hear it, it takes me right back. For me, I got to say, it's somewhere between Boys of Summer, Don Henley, and Time After Time.
Oh, man. Both great songs. I didn't even... Time After Time, I might switch my answer. That one is so good.
Yeah, that is Cyndi Lauper.
That song is so good.
Hey, the other thing, so you mentioned Bowie and stuff too. What is there, looking back in your career, do you have that, I'm sure you do, but what is it, that rock star moment where you found yourself partying with Prince or hanging out with Mick Jagger? Do you have that rock star moment that when you're in it, you're like, oh my gosh, I made it?
I don't know about I made it. Like, I've been really fortunate. Like, you know, I get to write with Willie Nelson and spend a lot of time with him and play music with him. And I wrote some songs with Mick Jagger. And I remember... Me and Mick were like working together in the studio, and then afterwards we go out at night, like in the city. And like at the time, I was coming off of our first record. We had sold like 15 million records, and I thought that was kind of a big deal. And then it turns out that Mick just thought that was cute. And, and so we would hang out, and then I wrote some songs, and then he called me up one time and left this message on my machine to talk about how he like wanted to, you know, what song he wanted to do and what song I should do. So I leave that message on my machine for like a year so that every time anyone would come to my house, I could pretend like I was checking my messages and be like, oh, look, Mick again. He's always calling. I can't believe it.
You know, we're recording this so we can do that with you. Be like, oh, we've got Rob on the phone. It's Rob Thomas, you know.
No, aim higher, guys. Aim higher.
Hey, speaking of working with celebrities, rumor is that you are writing a song with Jimmy Allen right now.
Jimmy and I are working on a country song right now, yeah. What a good guy that guy is.
He was just here at the radio station a couple of weeks ago. Such a nice guy. So, can you give us any details, any scoop on this?
It's actually a Christmas song that I started writing, and then me and Jimmy started talking about it, and it has this kind of Dwight Yoakam-y feel to it. So Jimmy helped me finish it, and now we're going to record it and try hopefully have it out for Christmas.
A country Christmas song? That's so cool.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, like, sensibilities in music have kind of merged together where, like, a lot of the early Matchbox stuff would fit kind of comfortably on country radio now, and a lot of country now kind of fits on the pop rock radio.
Yeah.
And so I think there's just a point where these things are converging, and a song is just a song. And so I see a lot more of, I think, of a country artist kind of pairing up with rock artists and vice versa.
Can you tell us the name of it, or is it a secret?
No, it's going to be called Santa Don't Like Bad Little Girls.
Oh, I already love it. I love that title. That's so great.
So you will be headlining Bite of Las Vegas. So we do have to know, is there a go-to food for Rob Thomas? We're at the Valley's largest food and music festival in September. What's your go-to food?
Well, man, I have to be so mindful of stuff when I'm on the road, you know, because everything is available when you're out here. And like in the 90s, that used to mean something totally different. But now... Now it's just about like trying to keep yourself away from the pizza.
Yeah.
But like I feel like if I ever go somewhere and I have like an actual really good homemade lasagna, like, I feel like I've just done something really bad.
The guilt that goes with that?
Yeah, I might. I wouldn't feel worse if I had had sex with the lasagna.
That should be the next single after the Christmas one, Sex with the Lasagna. Yeah. Well, we are so excited.
I just me too to lasagna.
We are so... We can't wait to see you, Rob. You are always, you're just so talented. I mean, and you put on a great show. We are so honored to have you at Bite of Las Vegas. Before we let you go, though, I have a little surprise for you. Are you ready?
Oh, I like surprises, sure.
JC, I don't know if you can pot it up.
Alaska, she said, hey, girl, it's about time you roll. It's been over 2 years, you know.
Little
you guys.
Anchorage
you guys
for you. Are you crying?
You guys are so quick.
I wasn't trying to make you cry, but maybe I kind of was.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. Not cool.
We love you, Rob. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Guys, thank you. I'll see you guys soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
All right, bye, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.